With Radio On The Go News, I'm Brian Fancher reporting. Yesterday afternoon, the Clarion Goldfield Dow School Board held a special meeting and approved in holding a baseball and softball this summer with COVID-19 precautions and safety measures in place. The CGD Board also approved a plan to hold a commencement ceremony on Saturday, June 27th at 6 p.m. on the football field with COVID-19 safety measures in place, with a rain date of June the 28th. Today, the Hampton-Dumont School Board will hold a special meeting. We'll consider whether or not to participate in high school summer sports for this summer. In other business, the HD Board will be asked to make a final decision on whether or not to hold a prom. The Hampton-Dumont School Board special meeting is today, beginning at 3:15 this afternoon, and will be available to the public via Zoom. As of midday yesterday, the number of positive tests for COVID-19 in the broadcast area stood at 145 in Wright County, with 25 in Cerro Gordo County and 19 in Grundy County. Floyd County had 18 positive tests, with Hardin and Hancock counties each reporting 16 cases. Butler County had 15, and Franklin County had 10 positive cases for COVID-19 to date. Over 500 people have died from COVID-19 in Iowa. State officials have confirmed an outbreak of COVID-19 among workers at a meatpacking plant in Storm Lake. Iowa Department of Public Health Deputy Director Sarah Reister made the announcement yesterday at the governor's news conference.
Today, we have confirmed an outbreak at the Tyson Pork Processing Plant in Storm Lake, where 555 of the 2,517 employees tested have had a positive result reported so far.
The announcement comes 24 hours after state officials said they were not yet able to link a dramatic increase in coronavirus cases in the Storm Lake area to either of the city's meat plants. Reister says state law does not require businesses to report outbreaks to her agency, but information may be publicly released if necessary to protect the health of citizens.
We've determined confirming outbreaks at businesses is only necessary when the employment setting constitutes a high-risk environment for the potential of COVID-19 transmission.
She says the state does not have immediate access to testing information when 10% of a workforce at a facility like a packing plant tests positive for the virus.
The Department of Public Health and local public health agencies have provided more information to employers and to the public through this COVID-19 pandemic than we've ever provided before, because it is a sensitive balance between protecting patient identity and protecting the health of the public.
Reister says while there's still great interest in having her agency announce when there are outbreaks, she says the most important thing for Iowans to know is how to take care of their own health during the pandemic by wearing a face mask when social distancing is not possible, covering coughs, and washing hands. Due to the COVID-19 outbreak, the previously scheduled Relay for Life of Franklin County will still be on Friday, July 24th, but as a virtual online event. The safety of patients, survivors, volunteers, and staff is a top priority. Funds raised help the American Cancer Society to continue with cancer research, the 24/7 helpline, and for continuing services to give patients the care and support they need. Visit Relay for Life of Franklin County on their Facebook page for more information, or if you would like to join a team or start a team, go to relayforlife.org/Franklin County IA. Iowa's two U.S. senators are asking the Food and Drug Administration to clarify its policies on making alcohol-based hand sanitizer during the pandemic. Iowa ethanol producers were initially given the go-ahead to use some of the ingredients to make sanitizer. Senator Chuck Grassley says the FDA later changed its guidelines. Now it's unclear if ethanol can be used in the process.
Ernst and I want clarification from FDA so that people that are involved in this good faith effort to help out in this pandemic, I'd suggest they can't be making much money at it, just good faith effort.
Ethanol producers got involved with a sanitizer to both provide a valuable commodity during the health crisis and also have a marketable product since fuel sales dropped dramatically with so many people staying home. Grassley says the FDA's revision of guidelines left many in the industry mystified about what standards need to be met for hand sanitizer.
We're in a situation where there's a questionable activity going on. that's nobody has ill intent, and we're trying to clarify things so that people can continue to do their good work in good faith and not get in trouble for it.
As the economy slowly reopens, Grassley notes the need will continue to grow for hand sanitizer at schools, restaurants, churches, factories, and other locations. Yesterday afternoon, the Hampton Police Department arrested 46-year-old Katrina Lynn Winsell of Hampton for violation of a no-contact order. Katrina Winsell was later released. Wednesday afternoon, the Franklin County Sheriff's Office transported from Hamilton County 45-year-old James Donald Winsell of Hampton, was wanted on a Franklin County warrant for violation of a no-contact order. James Winsell was later released from custody. The Butler County Sheriff's Office Wednesday night arrested 24-year-old Dallas Michael James of Applington on the charges of harassment and for public consumption of alcohol. James was later released from custody. This week, the Butler County Board of Supervisors held a public hearing concerning a construction permit application for Henry's Finisher Farm for a new swine facility in Ripley Township south of Allison. After receiving public comments and a petition, Supervisor Greg Barnett made a motion to approve the application, sent it to the Iowa Department of Natural Resources for their review. However, Supervisor Rusty Eddy did not second the motion, so the application will still be sent to the DNR along with the public comments and the petition. Butler Supervisor Tom Heidenworth was not at the meeting. In other business, a construction permit application that had been filed for the Best of Finisher Farm in Washington Township near Applington was withdrawn. Wednesday night, Quincy Lashide was named as Miss Alden. The first runner-up was Marley Lancaster, and the second runner-up was Sarah Cortez. Today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program is Brett Richards, who is seeking the Republican nomination for Iowa's 4th District Congressional seat, currently held by Steve King, in Tuesday's primary election. The Radio On The Go Newsmaker program airs weekdays during the noon hour on KLMJ, following the news, weather, and obituaries with archive programs under the News tab at RadioOnTheGo.com. Rainfall totals around the area in the past 24 hours. You can find the rainfall amounts by going online to RadioOnTheGo.com and looking under the Weather tab. Alexander, Allison, Ardale, Eldora, Green, and Wellsburg. All those locations picked up 0.2 of an inch of rain. Chapin, 0.3. Charles City, 48 1/100. Clarion, 5 1/100 of an inch. Hansel, 0.3. Iowa Falls, 1.98 inches. Marshalltown, 95 1/100. Waterloo, 1.1 inches. Webster City, 1 1/100. And in Hampton at our studios, 0.3 of an inch rain falling in the past 24 hours. The high in the past 24 hours here at our studios, 78, and the low of 53. For Radio On The Go News, Brian Fancher reporting.